Good morning. Today marks an important milestone for a project that we first started talking about close to 5 years ago.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward served as Master of Ceremonies to announce plans for a 173,000-square-foot hangar on 19 acres adjacent to the airport, making the city part of the aerospace landscape.
What we are celebrating today is not only the start of construction on a hangar that will be a place where 400 people will go to work. We're also celebrating the establishment of a new industry right here in Pensacola.
Those 400 jobs are expected to pay between $30,000 and $58,000 per year. The project's $46 million price tag is being covered by a combination of funds from the City of Pensacola, Escambia County, and the Florida Department of Transportation. Secretary Jim Boxhold said his agency is providing roughly half of the cost, about $24 million.
There are over 2,000 aerospace aviation companies in Florida, employing over 82,000 Floridians.
Funding also comes from the company itself. Retired General John Coburn is chairman and CEO of VTMAE and praised the efforts of local officials for taking the first steps to fruition.
It shows how visionary they are, shows how progressive they are. It also shows how much support they have from the state. You know, nothing happens unless somebody makes it happen. And we're here, and it's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. I predict that it'll be a long, enduring, productive partnership.
VTMAE has operated out of Mobile's Brookley Aeroplex since 1991. Skilled personnel, including technicians, inspectors, and mechanics, will be hired to work on jetliners such as the Boeing 777 and 757 and the Airbus A320. Local educational institutions such as Pensacola State College, Georgetown Technical Center, and the University of West Florida have been working with VTMAE to develop training programs. UWF President Judy Bentz.
Sit down with you and say, what kind of a pipeline do you want? What kind of engineers do you want? What kind of specializations, if any, do you want? How do we modify our programs to give you the best possible graduate to grow your company?
We are on a roll. We have added now 1,222,500 jobs in 5 years and 9 months.
Governor Rick Scott was the main speaker for the event. He told the crowd that what they were doing to set up the plant in Pensacola is also going on around the state. He then added a bit of politicking.
We're recruiting great companies because we have the right workforce, because we've elected the right people, and because we have the right utility companies. It's everybody's coming together. We've got great chambers, economic development, but we've got to keep doing it. If we don't elect the right people, put the right people in the right positions, this will end.
One, two, three.
After the ground, it was actually sand, was tossed, Mayor Ashton Hayward said the real work already is underway, with a scheduled completion date sometime in the spring of 2018.
And so obviously we're moving, they're already staking. Surveying was going on out here yesterday when I made a tour through here. We have a great contractor with Bill Greenhut, and I think everybody's on the same page and understands the importance of it. When you think about the numbers, 5 years might have sounded long, but it did go quickly. Now we're at the finish line and we're going to start construction.
According to a 2014 study by the Haas Business Center at UWF, the VTMAE facility is expected to pump about $61 million annually into the local economy. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.